Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I do think this is LeBron's way of trying to get them to do more. I think the Lakers getting DeAndre Ayton yesterday is part of that. I think they still have to do more. But it is one of the first times, if not the first time we've seen in LeBron's career, where the team that he's trying to hold hostage can say, okay, I don't care about you anymore.
Yeah, I think he's for the first time he's on the other end of the spectrum. Even when it was Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, it was Dwayne Wade's team because he was Wade County, like he was the organization. He had won a championship prior to LeBron getting there, but Dwayne Wade always defaulted to saying LeBron's the best player in the game. He's just a better. I'll take a back seat. I think for the first time he's actually feeling what it feels like to not be in the inside crew, not to be the guy, not to be, all right, we got to figure out everything is running through LeBron and figuring out what we want to do. And on top of that, the Buses, who own the team, they've sold the team. There's a new general. There's a new feeling in town.
Which I maintain he doesn't have to have as much loyalty now because, right, like, he did everything for Genie, and now Genie's out the door. So you don't really owe the Lakers that much.
Right. So now
Lakers also don't owe you anything anymore either.
I think both sides are like, okay, it was cool. I was last year. You did bring us a championship. It is what it is. But we got Luka now, and we're going to build around him. So we're going to ask him the stuff. So I think he is in a little bit of a position where he's like, man, this is kind of weird a little bit.
Yeah. Now, Jovan, he brought up the idea of the Knicks. And the Knicks was the one team that I was just like, it's just a flat, I'm going to get angry. Like, if he ends up going to the Knicks, I'm going to get mad. And I'm already starting to get mad at the Cavs. And we'll get Kurt Heelan on in about 20 minutes or so. He had the report yesterday that said the Cavs weren't interested in LeBron James. Whether that's true, whether that's not true, we'll get more insight from Kurt. Mm-hmm. But if that's the case as of right now, I get a little, like, my blood's boiling a little bit in thinking about that, especially if he ends up with a team like the Knicks. Now, I do think there's something nice for LeBron's legacy that I hadn't considered, okay? I for a while, thought you can't have that many jerseys on the basketball reference page. It's just not a good look. But I almost wonder if he can spin it. You know how Peyton Manning, what is the biggest legacy with Peyton Manning? It's four Super Bowl appearances, but that's with four different head coaches. Mm-hmm. People are like, wow, you can do it with four different head coaches? That's a something. I almost wonder if LeBron, if he went to the Knicks and won a title, if people would look at it like, whoa, four different franchises? Five right. titles, but four different franchises?
Yeah,
you could literally put him on any team. Like, because the thing Jordan doesn't have right now, G. Bush, is that Jordan, he did it all with one team.
Right.
He did it also with the greatest head coach to ever exist, in my opinion, in Phil Jackson, and he did it with the same Rodman the entire stretch of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they changed out different pieces. You had Rodman in the back three, and you had a different setup, obviously, in the first three. You know, Paxson, some of those guys. But, like, all right, great. You change out Bill Wennington and Luke Longley and make that a difference. You're not really changing the game. LeBron found the recipe, kept making the same recipe, and it kept working over and over again. I think what LeBron, if he went to a team like the Knicks, as mad as I'd be, I think in the GOAT conversation or the big picture conversation, I think the idea that he showed that he could do it with any team, any roster, any situation would be a lasting legacy.
I mean, you win a champ. No one. You win a championship as the guy in what he's done it in, what, four cities?
It'd be four different teams, yeah.
Four different cities. That's spectacular. Not to mention he's done it for storied franchises. Like he won it for the Lakers. He won for the Miami Heat. If you win one in New York with the Knicks. And my thing is, when he mentioned that package, if you're telling me that you would trade LeBron straight up for Karl Anthony Towns, you wouldn't do that?
I like Kat, but obviously you'd trade LeBron for Kat if that's the going rate. I mean, don't even think it would be that, though. I think it'd start with, like, Mikal Bridges, and then you work your way downward.
Yeah, and he said OG Anunoby and maybe some other things, but, I mean, there's infrastructure.
But think about it, though. Think about it. Like, we talk about the Knicks pieces and what they would send over, and then we bring up the Cavs pieces and what we would send over. If it's Darius Garland, Jared Allen, and then either one of DeAndre Hunter or Max Strus, are we letting that stand in our way? Because I'm
No. He threw out a package of Jared Allen and DeAndre Hunter, and some other guys at the bottom of the roster would have to move before they can even make the move because they're in the second apron. But if it's DeAndre Hunter and Jared Allen, I'm like, all right, then I'll talk to y'all later. y'all good? Listen, I pack their bags up. Mm-hmm. And you talk about it. And he says there, and I thought that was one of the best sound bites. He says, you put those four guys together, and you got Evan Mobley, you got LeBron James, Darius Garland, and Donovan Mitchell. He said, that's the best four players in the game. That's the best four.
I mean, it's not even close.
It's not even. So
That's a real core four. We stretched out the core four a little bit, not like Jared Allen, but that's a real core four.
And if you still got Lonzo Ball that you got Larry Nance Jr., and you still got Max Strus and some of the other guys, I mean.
But I don't even need to get all greedy Williams on anyone here. I really don't. Like, no. I don't need Darius to be involved in this in order for it to be a yes or a no.
Yeah.
If Darius is part of the package, then Darius is part of the package.
It is what it is. I've looked at it, and here's the thing. I get the thing being a. People telling me I'm the Darius Garland hater in the city. I'm not a Darius Garland hater. I'm just giving you the math. Darius Garland is a smaller guard. He's a very, very good player. He is. He's not Kyrie.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kyrie Irving. Not Kyrie.
Right.
He's a very good player. Does he get picked on defense? Yes. Is he?
Yeah, I mean, dead bodies move around him when he's playing defense.
Yeah. Is he? People say,
does he get injured often? Yes. Yes, he does.
Yes. You know, does his maturity... Is that brought into the in question sometimes? Sure. But he's a very good player. But if it takes getting LeBron James, LeBron, the thing that the Cavs are missing is the exact thing LeBron James brings. Pressure and the willingness to be like, hey, this is how we're going to make this work.
And
toughness.
Gee, I look at it like there's certain ways that you can push all the chips in the middle of the table and you'd be like, man, I'm out and busted. And boy, was that, you look back on it, you're like, that was a dumb bet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a dumb bet. That was a dumb decision. There's not a world Kobe Altman can look at this thing. If he makes the bet being LeBron James, where he looks back at it and says, boy, did I mess up there betting on LeBron. No one's ever made a bad bet betting on LeBron.
And by the way, the way the second apron is looking, are you going to be able to keep this roster together that much longer anyway?
No. I mean, that's a thing we've been talking a lot about, is the idea that in the NBA, you got these one or two two-year windows to work with, and that's really all you got. Like, everyone wants to plan out these teams for 5, 6, 7 years down the road. You just don't have that much time.
You don't. So if I'm going to say I'm betting on, are you going to bet on Evan Mobley, Donovan Mitchell, and LeBron James? Yes.
That's a winning bet.
That's a winning bet.
And even if you don't end up winning, and let's say some injury happens or something, or LeBron has Father Time beat him for the first time in forever, there's nobody that would look at it and say, boy, gee, I mean, Kobe Altman, what a sucker he was. What an idiot he was bringing LeBron back into the mix.
Boy, I tell you what, I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers really liked the fact that they were like, yeah, that Tom Brady guy? Yeah, I know he wants Gronk on the team. Don't worry about it. You're gonna take Tom Brady on the roster, and they got a ring, and they were like, "We'll pivot, we'll figure it out after that." But right now, we're gonna take Tom Brady.
I mean, like from a perception standpoint, which is what a lot of these GMs and president of basketball operations, this is what they care about. This is almost like a free roll of sorts. This is the bonus bet of trades because no one's gonna judge you.
And by the way, people get in their feelings too much. I don't know where the sentiment that we don't want LeBron or LeBron, he's not worth it. We want to win it on our own. You guys are crazy. Do you want to work for 40 years to earn $1 million or get a lottery ticket?
Yeah, I take the lottery.
Give me the lottery ticket. No one's going to be looking at you like,
why? Hey, yeah, as if it's worth more because why? Because it was harder to obtain.
Yeah, we really grinded it out for without LeBron. No, I want to win under any circumstances.
I would have gladly taken being a Nepo baby in life or being a trust fund kid. I wasn't given those opportunities. Man. But you tell me I get to rewrite history and I get to be a trust fund kid, I'd take that. Why not?
Listen, man.
Life sounds pretty good there. I can still work hard on my own. I can still accomplish things, but yeah, why not?
I never got that whole thing. Now, here's the elephant in the room. How does Dan Gilbert look at this? Dan Gilbert, according to Jason Lloyd, I talk to him all the time. Mm-hmm. More than anything, Dan Gilbert wants to win a championship without LeBron James. Now, I can understand it for his legacy, so to speak, but I mean,
you got to get over it if that's
the
case.
It's easy to say, yeah, we don't want you now until like it's verified and you get that phone call like, hey, yeah. So you serious? LeBron want to come back?
I mean, if you're not considering it, enjoy your Cavalanche $500,000 machine that just puts out snow into the stands. Right. And what are we doing here? What are we doing?
I do think when it's presented to you, that's when the wheels start working, and all of a sudden, that little math that was hard to do, yeah, that's why we got accountants and financial guys that go to Harvard.
Yeah,
they'll figure it out.
They'll figure it out. Let's find out just how serious Dan Gilbert is when it comes to what G. Bush was just talking about right there. He wants to win on his own. Kurt Hewen had the report yesterday. Cavs not that interested. He writes for NBC Sports. He'll join us next. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.